Next, the triple killing of the wife and two daughters of BBC racing commentator Jod Hunt. They died in a crossbow attack at a house in Hertfordshire yesterday. The alleged attacker was found by police after a manhunt. Our London correspondent Tommy Maskell is with us now. Tommy, talk us through yesterday's events. What happened?
Well, Keen, it was a manhunt that lasted almost 24 hours and began just before 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening. Neighbours in that quiet housing estate in Bushey in Hertfordshire reported hearing screams coming from one of the houses, and shortly afterwards they saw armed police running towards the property. Now, those neighbours were instructed to get back inside their homes because what police found inside that property was a horrific scene. Three women found with serious injuries, and despite the best efforts of emergency services, they died at the scene. Now, at this point, a manhunt had begun for 26-year-old Kyle Clifford. Police took the unusual step of publishing a photo of him. It was a frightening ordeal for people in the community because it was believed that he was armed, so people were advised to stay away from him. It was around just after 6 o'clock yesterday evening when they finally located him in a cemetery in North London.
Well, tell us about the victims. Who are they?
Well, as you said in your introduction there, it was confirmed by the BBC that they were the wife and daughters of its racing radio commentator, John Hunt, the radio station BBC Radio 5 Live. His wife, Carol, was aged 61. His daughter, Hannah, was 28. And his other daughter, Louise, was 25. Now, police said yesterday that they had not formally identified the bodies, but that investigation is ongoing and continues at pace, they said. Police also criticised some of the online speculation that took place yesterday around the naming of potential victims. They said that it had caused great upset to the family at a time when they were trying to come to terms with their loss after that devastating attack.
At this stage, Tommy, is there any indication in relation to the motivation for the attack?
Well, police say it was a targeted attack and that Kyle Clifford is believed to have been known to the victims. There's no additional suspects being sought either. There is speculation, Keane, around the potential links between Clifford and the victims and perhaps the motivation therein. But at present, police are just saying that he was known and that it was a targeted attack. I think the reaction in the community, though, and for around those who knew the family, is that it was an utterly senseless attack, and this raised questions, too, around the use of crossbows in the UK. The previous government had launched a review into rules around their use. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, confirmed yesterday that she's now considering tougher laws.
The alleged attacker, Kyle Clifford, he was found after that extensive search that you mentioned earlier. What do we know about him? What condition is he in now?
He remains in hospital this morning and he was seen stretchered from that cemetery where he was found yesterday in North London. Police said in their statement that he had injuries but that no shots were fired. So the cause of the injuries that he has have not yet been confirmed. He's originally from Enfield, which is in North London, and he's believed to have served in the British Army for a short period. At this present time, Keane, no arrest has been made. And as we said, police believe he was known to the victims.
Tommy Maskell, thank you.